knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
Well, you can't deny the fact that Dean is Dean. I mean, there's nobody more Dean than Dean is. Dean joins us as often as he possibly can on Thursdays, and we talk about movies in the world of show business. How are you, Dean? Everything good?
Everything is delightful. It's an exciting time in the movie business, although I am sad today at the passing of Dr. Bombay.
How about
Bernard
that?
Bernard Fox.
Calling Dr. Bombay.
Yep.
Calling Dr. Bombay.
Isn't that what they said together?
Yeah,
and then he was always put out by the fact that he was in Venezuela and he was attending some special thing.
On an African safari, or I found a clip this morning where he was dressed up as a matador.
Yep, that was always fun.
We just had a bull rider in.
What do you want now, Samantha?
Now, you know what this means is that every major player from Bewitched, with the exception of Tabitha and then Baby Adam, they're all gone.
All
everybody from Bewitched.
All the adults are gone.
Yep, Larry Tate is gone. Eunice is gone. The Next Door Neighbors are gone.
The
Both
Kravitzes.
Darrens are gone. The Kravitzes are gone. They're all gone.
Abner.
Thanks for cheering me up.
Yep. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
I'll bring it back.
I'm a big fan of Abner Kravitz. I did that on purpose.
Well, you know, he was also, Bernard Fox played an integral role in the movie Titanic as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was. He had a very integral role in the most popular movie of all time.
Yeah.
He was in the 1999 version of The Mummy. Really, his last two movie roles. His last acting role was in the early 2000s on Dharma and Greg.
Oh, really?
Of all places. He really hasn't done anything since then. So, I mean, he was only 89 years old. That's not that old.
No.
It's so funny now that we're older.
Right,
we're saying it.
Because
69
not
with Adam Alan Thicke, that is not old to me.
Right, not old at all.
But it's funny we're even stretching it. With 89's not that old.
The oldest lady on the planet's 116, and when she dies, I go, 116 really isn't that old when you stop
not
and think
that
about
much,
it.
Really, that she was just in the prime of her life.
Right, she's a teenager.
Yeah. He hasn't really done that much in the last... I guess 10 years. You know, he's just been taking it easy.
Bernard Fox. We just found out yesterday that he had passed away. Now, Wendy and I were discussing this earlier. Jimmy Kimmel is going to host the upcoming Academy Awards, and he did something no other host has ever done. He told the world how much he's going to earn for it, Dean, and it's $15,000.
Seems pretty good for one night's work.
It seems low.
Except it's not really, because there's so much planning that goes into it, so much joke writing, so many rehearsals and stuff. And then... there's so much pressure involved with that one night.
Well, that's true, but I mean, it's such a high-profile job. Isn't it like, I compare it to like performers for the halftime game at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Where I don't even think they get paid, do they? They
don't think anymore.
There's a minimum that you have to make if you're on network television, but it's in the hundreds. It's really low.
Hundreds of dollars to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl, because they figure it's such a big promotional deal. It's such a high prestige job, so I would think that probably plays into what apparently Bill thinks is peanuts.
I turn down $15,000 jobs all the time.
Right.
I don't even bother me unless it's $15,005.
Right, that's how much Bill made in the first hour of today's show.
just to
put it in comparison.
Right. And they pay me in candy.
And
so I don't care.
Honestly, way more funny, to tell you the truth.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's talk. There are two huge movies, not just big movies, but huge movies opening this weekend.
Huge.
One I'm going to see tonight. I can't wait. Go ahead.
I wonder what that could be, given the history of your family.
Although I haven't talked to Jim. He saw it last week, and both my boys and me said, we don't want to talk to you because we're scared you're going to spoil something,
right.
But he knows better.
Yeah, well, Moana is a good movie.
Moana's as good as they say.
I'm so glad I pre-ordered my tickets.
I don't want to give away any spoilers of this or anything. No, we're talking about Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Everybody's been calling this a standalone film, and I was buying that. I was going along with what everyone was saying until I saw it. I don't think it's a standalone. I mean, it definitely stands by itself, but it is an integral part of this whole legacy. It's an add-on film, I think, more than a standalone film. It's standalone in the sense that there are new characters. It's standalone in the sense that we don't have any of the Skywalker kin, brothers, sisters, father. Well, no, actually, now that I think of it, it's not exactly 100% true in the relative department.
Yeah.
But the...
Luke's cousin Donnie is in this one, right?
Right.
Donnie Skywalker?
Yeah, exactly. Donnie Skywalker. That's the big musical number in the movie, which, I'm not going to say. I don't know if that was a good choice to put in a Star Wars movie to have Richard Simmons especially leading a Star Wars number.
Odd casting.
But I think it fits perfectly in this whole thing. So I've stopped calling it standalone film. It's a great movie. It's a really great movie. I only have like minor quibble with a couple of things, but, just to put it all into perspective, it is, set between episodes 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, just before the original Star Wars movie from 1977,
mm-hmm.
It's a story about, the beginnings of the development of the Death Star, the weapon that's used in episode 4 that is a planet killer. That's, the ultimate, death weapon. And it's up to this group of rebels to try to find the plans for this weapon that was developed largely in part by one of the main rebels in this story, who was played by Felicity Jones, beautifully by Felicity Jones. Her father, who was a brilliant scientist, was kind of dragged back into the Empire to help develop this. He has left clues as to where the plans can be found, and it's a matter of finding these plans so they can analyze them. And this is where the connection is made. So those plans can eventually find their way to Princess Leia that we saw in the first movie, handing them to the droid. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. And, it's the, mm-hmm. the whole story from episode 4. That's what it leads up into. And it's tremendously exciting. It's tremendously it's a really good, solid story. There's plenty of good, solid action in it. I will say that it's a battle-heavy movie.
Oh.
And maybe a little more battle-heavy than it needed to be. Seemed like the director, Gareth Edwards, who probably, I guess, his best-known film up until this point was the Godzilla movie a couple of years ago, leaned heavily on the action and battle scenes in particular. So I think it's a little more than we've seen in other movies. I personally would have liked to have seen a little less of that and a little more character development. I think you get a pretty good surface knowledge of all of the characters, except one that I think is a real standout. There's a robot character who is the smart aleck, sort of the comic relief in the movie, who to me stands out from all the rest. I would have liked to have seen one of the humans stand out and make me care about that character as much. Would have liked to have seen a little bit more character development in it. It's not a deal killer at all. I still thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I was ear-to-ear grins at every nostalgic moment, and there are many of them.
Are there really?
Of characters. There are quite a few cameos of familiar characters and figures from the previous franchise. There are, ships, equipment, sites, all things that you'll recognize if you're a Star Wars fan. And each and every time.
Oh, good.
And the audience that I saw it with, big round of applause went up. Clearly, that was everybody's,
yeah. I love when
equipment
that happens.
That we recognize.
Well, it's nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I recognize that. I know that. I know him. I know her. I know these things. And there are some really remarkable things. Not to mention, as I say, that there are cameos from
Harry Potter.
Some of the previous characters. Ron Weasley, what are you doing on Alderaan?
Seven Dwarves.
What's Ron Weasley?
Oh, yeah, the Disney crossover. Yeah, the Seven Dwarves are in it?
Yeah, they're in it. The girls
awesome.
From Frozen are in it.
Great.
Yeah.
Let It Go.
Shaggy and Scooby-Doo are in it.
They sing Let It Go right before they fire the Death Star.
They sing Let It Go before they explode the Death Star.
On Naboo?
On Naboo.
Yes. Did somebody send that boom? Got to bear necessities.
Now, Dean, the scene that's getting a lot of attention is the Empire decides to build the Death Star, and then the Friends of the Park try to block it. Do they talk about that a lot?
They do. Oh, it's a huge big deal. It's a huge big deal. I didn't think that Rahm Emanuel took cameos in films anymore. I wasn't going to give that up, but as long as you bring it up, all right, there you go.
Go ahead and laugh, Bill. You're going to see it, and how much is it going to make this weekend, are we talking?
$300 million
Billion.
Wendy
says billion.
I heard people say, well, million.
I think million. I think right. million. I think, right. I think million. Forrest Claypool, what are you doing?
How did he get in this?
This movie. There is a cameo. There's
it's
a
Forrest Whitaker. Forrest
you got it. Mixed up.
There's a character cameo from previous franchise of an actor who has been dead for more than 20
spoiler
years.
Spoiler alert.
No. I mean, it's in all over the place. I don't think I am spoiler alerting it. But here, all I'm saying is this. The guy's been dead for over 22 years.
Yeah.
And they...
That's how good this movie is. He still shows up.
They took someone of a similar frame and through special effects put the original character's face on this other person's body for a rather significant role in the movie.
That's cool.
That's cool special
all right.
effects.
I'm sold. I'm going to see it. Dean Richards is here.
Dean's list A-.
Dean's list A-.
Look at that.
A-.
A-. Took a little bit off of that character development thing, but it was an ear-to-ear grin watching this movie. I loved it.
I can't wait to see it tonight. All right, we're talking to Dean Richards, and Rogue One, Star Wars Rogue One, got an A-. What else is out?
Only one of the best movies of the year, and I think maybe my choice for best movie of the year.
Really?
Haven't quite decided if this is going to be my best movie of the year, but it'll be top three for sure. La La Land, starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. It is just one of the most original movies that I've seen in a long, long time. It's a story about these two performers. One is a jazz musician. The other is a struggling actress. And they are, along with thousands of other people just as talented in Hollywood, trying to make it big. They meet each other and they find sort of a comfort zone in each other because they know what each other is going through, supporting each other. Creatively and personally, really striking up a relationship. And then the story becomes more about can people grow together as a couple as well as they can individually and separately. A lot of times you lose one or the other when you become part of a couple. That's what the story is about. But it's told with a really touching, sweet drama. But what really sets this movie apart, it's the most original song and dance musical that you'll ever see. Gosling and Emma Stone, turns out, are great singers, great dancers, and flawlessly take you through this story with some beautiful, wonderful, touching choreography. The whole film feels like old Hollywood. It's a celebration of old Hollywood while telling this sweet story about being in a relationship, and if a relationship can sometimes be stifling to one's individuality. I love this movie. I can't wait to see it again. Big old Dean's List A on this one. It opens at select theaters around the Chicago area. I promise you this is going to be a Best Picture nominee when those come out next month.
Dean, those two actors, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, have been paired off in other movies before. They have a great chemistry together. It's good to see them working together again.
Absolutely adorable. That chemistry is so obvious. They're so sweet together on screen and separately on film. And the director of this movie, Damien Chazelle, takes such a very light hand in creating this movie, and I think that's what gives it such a fresh quality. He gave us the movie a couple of years ago, Whiplash. Remember?
Yeah. I loved that movie.
The high school music teacher, the tyrannical high school music teacher. This movie has a similar light-handed touch. It doesn't have a lot of Hollywood predictability to it at all. Loved it. La La Land. This is, if you can't get in to see Rogue One, this would definitely be another choice.
Perfect. Dean, have a great holiday.
Guys, well, oh, yeah, you guys are going to be gone.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas. Yeah,
I miss you already.
Well, we miss you already.
We'll come by.
Yeah, we'll stop by the house.
No, I don't miss you that much.
All right. All right. It's Dean Richards, everybody. Great reviews for Rogue One and for La La Land. Have a great holiday, Dean.
See you guys. Bye.
All right, a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.